Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of iRib English Radio. Well, welcome to another episode of the program Viewpoints with me, Atta, the host of this program. With me in the studio are two guest speakers from the Islamic House of Qom, Sayyid Zain and Shaykh Rouhani. Shaykh Rouhani, assalamu alaikum, brother.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
And Sayyid Zain, assalamu alaikum to you.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
Before starting the program, I would like to congratulate our Muslims, brothers and sisters all around the world on Eid al-Fitr, the Eid of the servitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the end of the holy month of Ramadan. For today's discussion, we want to talk about Eid al-Fitr in the light of leaders' words. So, in the supplication on the Eid al-Fitr night, you know, we are reminded about the special connection that exists between this Eid and the character of Prophet Muhammad. Shaykh Rouhani, for example, said, O chooser of Muhammad or supporter of him, in today's Qunut prayer, we also recited, we also say that you made an Eid for the Muslims and the treasure and honor and increase for Muhammad. Again, you know, the name of Prophet Muhammad is repeated here and there, okay? So what's the special connection between Eid al-Fitr and Prophet Muhammad, Shaykh?
The holy month of Ramadan is the month of seeking forgiveness and mercy and also obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the question is that who opened this door for us towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, seeking forgiveness, towards, for example, obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, towards the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is the means by which we can achieve this forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Who taught us?
Good.
Who paved for us this ground?
Yes.
You know, that's why we owe to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because he is the one who taught us how to ask forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how to perform fasting, how to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because we as mankind, we are not able to find out the best ways and means towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by our own independent aql, or let's say intellect.
Yes.
Because of our intellect and our reason should be enlightened by revelation. So this is the thing that the Holy Prophet only can receive, this wahi.
Yes.
And by this wahi he can enlighten our hearts, our minds, our intellect, our reason. Because we know that the most, for example, we can say satanic kind of people, people who have...
Notorious people.
The completely kind of satanic mentality.
Okay.
These people also have reason.
Mm-hmm.
They have also aql. They are also intellectual.
Yes.
You know, for example, look at these many philosophers in this modern world who taught the people with their false kind of ideas and ideologies. That comes from their reason. In terms of reason, they are so much powerful, strong,
Yes.
And in terms of reasoning, if you compare them with some others, you find them very much strong, very much powerful.
All right.
So this reason is something that naturally we have.
All right.
But the point is that this reason should be enlightened, you know? Because ilm itself is darkness. Mm-hmm. If it is not enlightened with that, let's say, divine kind of lights.
Yeah.
So this divine lights is brought to us by the prophets, particularly by the last prophet, by the seal of the prophets, the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So that's why we all Muslims, not only Muslims, the mankind, we are really deeply owed to this prophet.
All right.
Because he opened this door.
Yes.
And he enlightened our hearts. He enlightened our minds.
Mm-hmm.
He taught us that what we are and what should we do in this world and what are the objectives of our life and how should we live, what lifestyle we should adopt, These are the questions that everybody may have every day in their lives, particularly in the modern world.
That's right.
But when we refer to this prophet, we see that, okay, he tells us that, okay, this way you have to say dua in the holy month of Ramadan.
Uh-huh.
This way you have to fast.
Yes.
This way you have to perform, for example, recommended prayers or wajib prayers. This is the philosophy of fasting.
Very good.
This is the reason of fasting.
That's right.
That is why I think without Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we would not be able to do anything. Yeah.
And by the same token, the Ahlul Bayt, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt are in the same line with the Prophet, with that of Prophet Muhammad. So it means that Islam does not encourage the people to do parrot-like rituals and rites just the imitation, you know, we can't say an emulation, mere emulation is not allowed in Islam. It must be with an understanding. And by the same, as the late Imam Khomeini puts it, sometimes this ilm becomes the hijab over your
hijab
eyes.
Over hijab, yes.
Yeah, hijab over your eyes, over your understanding to not see. How many scholars during the history of Islam who dedicated their life to study about Islam, research, but at the end of the life, they were deviated from the right path.
Exactly.
Okay. Yes. May Allah save us, inshallah. So that's it. Collectively speaking, again, Eid al-Fitr is the Eid who, as I said, through Zakat al-Fitr, we must take care of the others, brother. Mm-hmm. So at the end of the month, again, we are encouraged to not think about only ourselves, but in order to help the needy and help the poor. So how much do you think this type of feeling, I mean, this type of strong feeling can be kept fresh during the other months of the year? I mean, helping the poor and the needy.
So if you look at the even the previous months,
yes.
Rajab and Sha'ban, there was emphasis on that. For example, the salawat of Sha'baniya.
Yes.
Over there, there's emphasis as well that, oh Allah, you know, make me be, I'm just giving the content of it. Think about the poor people, help them out,
yes.
have care and concern for them. Even the month of Ramadan as well, in the Laylatul Qadr, for example, we are advised to give charity and take care of others. So it's something that Islam emphasizes a lot, and it's in nature to, you know, not just have care for the individual, but also community and poor people especially. So now, after the month of Ramadan, we have to keep in mind that it's one of the things that we want to make sure that we keep doing, that this care for the poor is there for us.
Mm-hmm. That's it. Again, as we said, that so much of this money, which is allocated, you know, and the mass should be spent in the way of helping the needy and helping the poor. And Islam has always emphasized on this collective need. This is that makes different Islam from these Ruhbaniya type of religious, like we can say solitary experience of spirituality or something like that, isn't it, Sheikh? I mean, it is, of course, we have individual, we can say solitary experiences in our prayers and supplications too, but at the same time, we must take care of the other people in the society. I mean, the fruits and the products must show themselves and actualize in the society rather than individual life, isn't it, Sheikh?
Yes, of course. We have the story of the people of Suffa at the time of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They left their families, their children, do not providing them with how, let's say, sustenance.
All right.
And they just went to a place called Suffa, and they were
there, not
working, not doing anything, not caring about their children, their family. And then when the people asked them that, why are you doing this? They said that we are the best Muslims, the best mu'mineen, because we are just focusing on ibadah. Always we just reciting adhkar or ibadah. This is the best version of Islam that we are following, and we are better than you. And then when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam heard this, he rushed towards them and told them that it's not Islam. It's not what I brought to you, man. You have to go and work for your family, and have to provide your children, your family, your parents, brothers with sustenance they need. It's not Islam. It's not what I am telling you, what I am ordering you.
All right.
So that is why, as you rightly mentioned, in Islam, when you, in some of the hadith and riwayat, it's very beautifully mentioned that when you provide sustenance for your children, for your family members, it will be considered as sadaqat for you.
Uh-huh.
You know,
okay.
You giving sustenance to your children.
Okay,
it's your duty.
It's the duty.
It's
okay.
Duty.
Right.
Yes.
Yes.
But the thawab of sadaqat will be considered for you. Will be given to you on the day of Qiyamah. Why is that so? Because Islam is a religion that practically tells us that if you want to be a good Muslim, a good mu'min, you have to be active. You have to be serving the people of the society, of the community.
Yes.
You have to strengthen the brotherhood among Muslimin. You have to be careful about other Muslim, other mu'mineen, other poor people, needy people. Man asbaha wa lam yahtam bi umur al Muslim, falaysa bi Muslim. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that if you don't care about the other Muslims, you are not Muslim. Right. So that's why one of the great lessons of the holy month of Ramadan is this strengthening the brotherhood among Muslimin and to care about the Muslimin. That's why the late Imam Khomeini rahmatullahi alayhi announced the last Friday of this holy month as Yawmul Quds. This is the duty, this is the responsibility of Muslims to care about the poor Muslims, the poor children of Palestine.
Palestine, especially.
Innocent civilians.
This year especially, you know, so many people were killed during the holy month of Ramadan, okay?
Yeah.
I mean, every year it was so, but this year, a day, maybe about 400 innocent women, children, and men.
Yeah.
The ceasefire was broken by the Israel, okay? So this is, the promise that, they will never abide by their promises. I'm sure about it. I was sure about it. So they broke their promise. The ceasefire was broken again. Yeah, so many bombs. And see that the so-called, leaders and the kings of the Muslim lands, so many of them remained quiet in the holy month of Ramadan. Okay, 11 days, 4 days, 1 week off for Eid al-Fitr, and then you are quiet for the atrocity over your Muslim brothers and sisters. So I don't know. Maybe, as you said, ritually, and that's right, based on Islamic legislation, your fasting is good, okay, it's right, but it does not affect you. All right, Saizen, anything missed?
So I would reemphasize what has already been said, that a lot of these Muslim, they would give so much emphasis to Eid and fasting and, but the spirit of Islam is missing there.
Yeah.
And you have your Muslim brethren and, children who are being killed.
Yes.
And there is no attention towards it. Not only that, they suppress in a lot of these countries.
Right.
If anyone wants to speak up against, what's happening in Palestine, they will suppress them. They won't let them speak.
Yes.
And that's completely unfortunate. That shows you that, they might be the guardians of, the Kaaba and all these things.
All right.
But that doesn't make them, doesn't give them that Islam. Islam, yes. You have to practice it. You have to really believe in it. You have to, right? And I think Muslims around the globe have to realize this as well. That, Islam is not just something that, somebody who looks Muslim, somebody who speaks like a Muslim, that they're Muslim. No, you have to really look at their character, what are they like.
Yeah.
And I think the litmus test, if you want to call it, clearly in this day and age is support for Palestine.
That's right. Right?
That your Muslim brothers are clearly being, oppressed and killed.
All right.
And if, you're not allowed to speak up against this, then the people who are not allowing it,
At least help your brothers and sisters with the same language. You're Arab, and they are Arabs too, okay?
Right.
Help
right.
them.
No, for sure.
Okay, for sure. That's right. Okay, thank you. Thank you very much, Said Zain and Sheikh Rouhani, for a nice elaboration regarding Eid al-Fitr as a collective experience, a spiritual experience. It was very kind of you. And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program Viewpoints. Again, we congratulate all of you Muslims, dear brothers and sisters all around the world on this happy occasion of Eid al-Fitr, and inshallah Palestine will be free. Tiyanal Biso, God bless you all, fi amanallah.
شفعة أنا لها.